At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Matt Healy, 1975. Thank you. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
I mean, before we dive into the new album, which, by the way, is terrific, is it true? Is it true you played on stage with Green Day at the age of 13? Is that right?
I did. I was one of those kids. They do that. You know,
yes.
they pull people up on stage. I was 13 and I was with like older friends who were like 16 and we were at the Barrier. We knew that they did that.
Yeah.
So when they were like pointing out, I got my friends to, you know, like push out and make like essentially a circle pit shape that I was in the middle of. And I just waved my arms until they chose me.
Yeah.
And I got up and I played that. I played that show. And then the joke was that I met Green Day. And I told them that, and they didn't care. But the truth is, actually, Green Day have been super, super nice about us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they've been really, really nice about us, and we love Green Day.
What did you play when you were on stage?
Bass. I played Mike Dirnt's bass, and it was like down to my ankles because I was like 13, and he's like, you know, he plays it low anyway. But it was like I think it was a Ramones cover. It was something off that Shenanigans record that was like a covers thing, but it was like, it was three chords, I remember.
So music must have been a big part of your life right from the get-go then, if you were good enough to jump on stage and play a couple notes.
Oh, yeah. I was in a band from when I was like six. The guy who plays keyboards in the 1975, who isn't one of the original members, he has written on Being Funny in a Foreign Language, and he's played keyboards for us for forever, and he's like my best friend from my first band. But we were like best friends when we were like 5 years old.
Okay.
Our band was like, you know, we made music instead of, we played video games and like made music.
Yeah.
Or played guitar, you know, played guitar and drums.
So the 1975, in my opinion, is a lot more than a band. It's an artistic experience. At least it's been for me, and I'm a big fan. I mean, your albums, your videos, your shows, they have a sonic and a visual aesthetic to them. Is that just me, or is that a real thing? Is that intentional?
No, of course. It's kind of like, well, you know, you're not a person at 13, you know, and we started the original lineup at 13. So like, it's kind of my whole life. Like, it's not my hobby or like project. It's not like I make candles or something like when I'm doing a job. It's like my whole life, and not to be like narcissistic, but having the world giving me the permission to like keep doing this my whole life has meant that it's my whole world. So that comes out visually and sonically, and you know, it's who we are, like, and people are very, very dynamic, you know, and they're very, very hypocritical and conflicting and visual and you know, removed and out there, and you know, that's kind of where all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, even as you stretch a bit musically or visually, I still feel like there's a common thread between all of the albums. Now, if I go back in time for me, The City, Hard Out, Robbers, She's American, Somebody Else, The Sound, If You're Too Shy, Love It If We Made It, so many great songs. You are consistent. Every time I hear a new song, for example, Happiness, I'm In Love With You, they're all amazing records.
Thank you.
There's a consistency there that I don't think you get from other artists.
I think that it's not that you don't get it from other artists. You don't get it from traditional 20th century bands.
Mm.
So this is the thing, because we're a band, people try to treat us like a band, or people would compare us in the early days to like other bands. If you subtract us away from like bands and how long bands last for, or what the fact that they all come from scenes, or the fact that all those scenes die, or, you know, like if you put us more with the Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, you know, like all the biggest artists over the past 10 years, nobody is kind of, nobody is suspicious or in wonder of their consistency, because it's something that we expect of them. It's just not something that we expect of bands.
Yeah.
But we just happen to be a band. Like, we haven't, like the songs that you just listed are the songs where we really sound like a band.
Yeah.
And I think that this record, we really wanted to lean into that. It's like, if we were going to Halloween as the 1975, like, what would it sound like? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's kind of what that's what we were doing, like almost an impression of ourselves. But the 1975 has been loads of different things, but stylistic, like genre, is like, you know, that Bill Murray quote, like, you know, if you can make a cake, do you reckon you can make a tart? Like, I grew up just as much into Burial as I was into Earth, Wind and Fire. So like, I understand music, like I know how to make stuff, you know?
Right. When you write, is it more observational or personal for you?
I think it's hopefully a combination of both, because the more I observe myself, those are always the lyrics that like end up being like tattoos and stuff. The times where I think that I'm being really impenetrable, or I'm saying something like that's really specific to me. It's always the most universal thing. Like, have you ever heard of the Barnum test?
No. What's that?
It was a test where this psychologist basically like took loads of different people from all around the world, different cultures, interviewed them for like half an hour. And after a couple of hours, he came back with basically an essay on their life, an estimation of what their life had been like and was like. And the majority of these people were brought to tears by the accuracy of this perception by the psychologist. And then they were asked to share each other's papers, and they realized that they all had exactly the same piece of paper with exactly the same writing. And you see, that's what like psychics do. Like like Barnum is a true phenomenon. Mm. And the more hyper-specific you think you're being, the more universal you probably are. Mm. So I just don't really worry about the specificities, or I don't draw a line between observation and kind of like personal introspection, because they're kind of the same thing by this point, you know.
The new album, Being Funny in a Foreign Language, out October 14th. I've heard it and I love it, but there's obviously going to be a tour kicking off in November, so there'll be a visual experience with that as well. What do you want fans to know about this new project?
Sat across from me is my creative ally, and that's what we're talking about right now in between these interviews, and we're having quite stern conversations about what should happen and how it should happen. But the thing is with the 1975, it's that, like, I'll tell you what, I happened to be in LA and I went to Coachella because there was bands that were on my label that were playing and I loved them and I wanted to see them. Mm-hmm. So I went down, and a lot of young artists came over to me and they were saying, dude, I'm so excited for like new 75 tour. Like, you all, and they said, a couple of people said, like, you always, you know, step up, you always like change the game, you know, like, so, and I'm thinking like, oh man, like what do I do? Because to be honest, like every 1975 record has kind of really been in a different direction. Whereas the live show has been like an expansion on the previous show. Yes. Like it has just like grown in scale and concept. And basically the main concept that we had, which we weren't the first people to do it, but we were the ones to really popularize it, which was use video as the primary light source. Now you see that everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like taking credit for that, saying that I own that, but I'm just saying that I do see a lot of bands visually taking inspiration from that. So it's our time to go in a different direction, you know. And what that requires is a lot of confidence, and you know, and yeah, so a management of expectation, and I don't know what it's going to be like, but I never know what it's going to be like. I never know what a 75 record's going to be like when I put it out, because it's completely different to the last one. So I don't know what the reaction's going to be like, you know?
Are you proud of this album?
Yeah.
Is it your best?
Yeah. You have to think that when you're putting a record out. Otherwise, like, what's the point in putting it out? Like, retrospectively, you grow nostalgic for other records,
Sure do.
and, you know, so I'm so fond of my other records, and I would hate to say that I prefer Being Funny in a Foreign Language to A Brief Inquiry. But I think the privilege that we have is that there's no point in comparing them, because they're so different, you know, and that they're doing like different, they're kind of serving different purposes. So I don't really think about it, but as an album, as somebody who grew up with albums as a form, I'd say it's our best album. But like you said, the 1975 is a holistic creative expression. So whether it's the best one of them, I don't really care, because I think they're all great.
Well, it's due out October 14th, Being Funny in a Foreign Language. Matt Healy from the 1975, thank you very much for the chat. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, man.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.